Coming up on episode number 436, it's cover story night, and when I usually do a cover story, I try and pick an artist or a band that has a birthday right around now. Not true in today's case. I'm just picking a band that's been around for 30 years. Their first album came out in 1978. They had a bunch of lineup changes and a bunch of classic songs. I'm talking about Van Halen, covers of Van Halen and a cover by them. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night, it's March 13th. 2008. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville, where I pick a band and then play you several different versions of songs made famous by that band, or and try and include a cover by that band. Tonight's band is Van Halen. David Lee Roth, Eddie Van Halen, Michael Anthony, Sammy Hagar, Gary Cherone. I mean, it's they've had a lot of lineup changes over the years, but I'm really going to be focusing on those first few years, those first probably like 6 or 7 years with David Lee Roth, because I think that's kind of the classic Van Halen. You're going to hear some covers all through those first few albums, as well as a cover by the band. They've done several, and some are more popular than others, so I'm going to try and pick one that's less popular. We're going to start things off with a cover of Ain't Talkin' About Love, and I originally wanted to start off with the Apollo 440 version, the Ain't Talkin' About dub, but decided to play one that was a little less known, a little less popular. It came out in 1992 on the Mighty Mighty Bosstones album, Where'd You Go? And it definitely has that Mighty Mighty Bosstones kind of feel to it before they really got immersed in the pop ska kind of sound that they had. Just listening to the lead singer's voice gives me a sore throat, but we're going to listen to it anyway. Ain't Talkin' About Love by the Mighty Mighty Bosstones.
Talking about love, just like I told you before.
Now there's a bluegrass version for you. That's Running with the Devil by the John Cohen Band. Now, year before last, 2006, an album came out called Strummin' with the Devil, the Southern Side of Van Halen, featuring a bunch of Van Halen covers done in that kind of bluegrass style. It wasn't one of those bluegrass tribute CDs under the bluegrass tribute label, and as a little novelty, David Lee Roth guest vocaled on several of the songs, including a new version of Jump and another version, I believe, of Jamie's Cryin'. It's actually not a bad album. I think it actually is a step above the typical bluegrass tribute albums. And I'm not a huge bluegrass fan. You might think I am because I've featured two bluegrass tracks in as many shows, but this one is a fun one, especially if you like Van Halen. It's a really, really fun album to get. The John Cohen Band. John Cohen comes from Louisville, Kentucky, and he's been doing country as well as rock. He was a member of Everyday People and the Louisville Sound Department. Before that, you heard the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones kind of stepping away from their ska style, at least for the majority of that song, for an EP called Where'd You Go, which had a bunch of covers on it, including Metallica's Enter Sandman and Aerosmith's Sweet Emotion. You heard a cover there of Van Halen's Ain't Talkin' About Love. That album came out, that EP came out in 1992. Coverville tonight is sponsored by Audible.com, and we have another guest reviewer here. Guillaume sent in a review of Gates of Fire. Now, this is awesome because I had no idea this existed, and I immediately put it on my list. Paraphrase his email. He bought it as a book on tape several years ago, and he lost it. Found it eventually on eBay, but people, because of the rarity of the book, people were selling it for $25. I'm sorry, the audiobook, people were selling it for, charging 3 to 5 times the original cost of $25. Luckily, he found it on Audible.com, where one-time purchase allowed him to keep it on his laptop, his iPod, burn CDs in the car, etc. Gates of Fire is a retelling of the Battle of Thermopylae, Thermopylae, the battle that Frank Miller adapted for the graphic novel 300, which of course was made into a really good movie. The version of the story, though, is based on the Stephen Pressfield novel, which is a much more personalized account of the battle. It's told from the vantage point of a hoplite or an auxiliary infantryman in the battle train, recounting his life and how it leads up to the moment of the battle. Essentially, you're getting the foot soldier's view on one of the most epic and heroic events in history. And the book is read by Derek Jacobi, who's a giant in the theatrical field, noted for his Shakespearean roles on stage and film. Amazing. And I loved 300. I loved the graphic novel as well as the movie. And so this is one that I immediately snatched up and put on my list. It's like 3 or 4 books down from the current one I'm listening to. I'm still listening to Rock On by Dan Kennedy, which is excellent. Another one that I'd highly recommend. Now, if either of these books or any of the books on Audible.com sound interesting to you, and of course they will, you go to coverville.com and there's a banner at the very top of the page. Click that. It'll take you to Audible where you can sign up for an account, and it will credit you with 1 free download. So you can try out the service, listen to an audiobook, see what you think, and if you like the service, stay with it. If not, you can discontinue at any time, and you get to keep everything that you've downloaded. Audible.com, it's an excellent deal. Check them out, and do it through Coverville so that they pat me on the back a little bit. All right, those first two songs we started with, Ain't Talking About Love and Running With the Devil, no shortage of apostrophes in those two songs. We have a couple in the next song, too, which was also from that first album, Jamie's Cryin'. This comes from a band out of San Francisco called the Bellyachers. You might have heard them on Not Lame a few episodes ago. It's a song called Jamie's Cryin' from their album, I told you that, from their 2003 album, Heavy in My Hands. Here are the Bellyachers. Never.
you, drag it out my way. That lady go, she's on fire, 'cause dancing gets her hotter than anything else she knows. Ooh, baby, baby, won't you turn your love my way?
Just in case you missed the ska from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones at the beginning, there's some true ska for you. The Forces of Evil with their cover of Dance the Night Away that comes from their album Friend or Foe from 2003. Before that, you heard Jamie's Cryin' by the Bellyachers out of San Francisco, also from 2003, their album Heavy in My Hands. Let's move to their next big album, which was... Actually, they had a bunch of big albums, actually. Let's move to 1984 and the album 1984. Three great songs on that album that I've got covers of. Let's start with one that I had to put in here. I've got a bunch of different covers of the song Jump, and I really wrestled with picking another one because I have played this version on the show before, but you just can't get away from it. It's one of the best Van Halen covers out there, so I had to make sure I included it in this show. Roddy Frame and Aztec Camera. This song originally came out on a self-titled EP from 1985 that had a bunch of live tracks on it. I got my copy a little more recently, right around the time that I did the very first episode of Coverville. We went to Pottery Barn, and they've got those CDs at Pottery Barn. It's about the only thing lately that we buy it at Pottery Barn. They had one called Cover to Cover, which seemed perfect for Coverville at the time, and the song was on it, Aztec Camera with Jump.
I get up and nothing gets me down. Got it tough. I seen the toughest soul around, and I know, baby, just how you feel. You got to roll with the punches just to get to what's real. I can't just seem to stand and hear. I've got my back against the record. I ain't the worst that you've seen. How don't you know what I mean? You might as well jump. Well, you might as well jump. Go ahead. How old are you? said that, baby, how have you been? You say you don't know, you don't know until you begin. But can't you see me standing here? I've got my back against the record machine. I ain't the worst that you've seen. I don't even know what I mean. Ah, you might as well jump. Well, you might as well jump.
Barely see the road from the heat coming off of me. I think I'll just reach down here, ease the seat back, fasten my seatbelt, because I think we're in for a ride.
She's blinding, I'm flying.
Second, man. What do you think the teacher's gonna look like this year? Whoa! Oh!
Two guys that I had the pleasure of interviewing for this very show, Richard Cheese with Hot for Teacher, and before that, Pat Boone from his album In a Metal Mood, No More Mr. Nice Guy with Panama. Now, the Richard Cheese track comes from The Sunny Side of the Moon, the best of Richard Cheese. He actually did a Greatest Hits album where he brought in some new songs and also remastered and added new instrumentation to some of his old songs. The original version of his cover, if there's a way to say that, can be found on his album Toxicity, where you can just get The Sunny Side of the Moon and get the newly remastered version that came out in 2006. Like I said, before that was Pat Boone, Panama, from his In a Metal Mood, No More Mr. Nice Guy. Two guys that had not very nice things to say about Paul Anka, which is probably why I didn't include Paul Anka's Jump. Right before that, I played the Aztec Camera version from the 2003 Pottery Barn cover-to-cover CD. You can also, did a little research during that song, you can also find that on The Greatest Hits of Aztec Camera, which is an excellent place to start if you don't have any Aztec Camera. Great album right there. Let's do one more set. You know what? I'm in the mood for one more set. And I'm a big fan of songs that not only cover one artist, but also do it in the style of another. Of course, I love it when bands do it in their own style. That goes without saying. But I like it when a band takes a song and reimagines it as if it were done by another band. And probably one of the more famous bands or more popular bands to do that sort of gimmick with are the Beatles. Gigolo Ants did a cover of Why Can't This Be Love? It's going to be the only track tonight that wasn't originally sung by I'm saying Sammy Hagar, by David Lee Roth. This one comes from another Van Halen compilation, cover compilation called Everybody Wants Some, which came out in 1997. A lot of great stuff on that one, too. Here are the Gigolo Ants with their Beatlesque cover, kind of a mashup, if you will, of Why Can't This Be Love?
Bombadida, 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 bombadida,
who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
You know, in those days, it seemed like being in Van Halen would just be so much fun. And so that's why I think it came as such a shock to all of us when David Lee Roth and Eddie Van Halen had that huge blowout and caused the split between the two. That was Happy Trails from the Diver Down album, from the remastered version, which came out in 2000. The original came out in the early 80s. I don't have the date in front of me, but Diver Down and their cover of the Roy Rogers, Dale Evans classic, Happy Trails. That was actually written by Dale Evans. And then we started that final set off with Why Can't This Be Love, done in a very Beatlesque style by the Gigolo Ants from the 1997 compilation Everybody Wants Some. And with that, we're going to go ahead and close this episode of Coverville out. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to email me, maybe send in a request for this Sunday's All Request Show, you can do it. Email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line 206-222-COVER or visit the weblog or the forums and post your message there. All that stuff is at coverville.com along with the new and improved search engine. Woohoo! We'll be back on Sunday with the All Request Show, the aforementioned All Request Show. And then Tuesday, next Tuesday's episode, is going to be celebrity covers. I've got a bunch of great covers by people you know better as actors, and probably some who shouldn't give up their day job. Covers by celebrities coming up on this Tuesday's episode of Coverville. Thursday, I'll be scrambling for another cover story just like this week, so we'll figure out who that's going to be. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cachefly.com. Also, thanks to Audible.com for their support.